have a regular, just like the other feathers, or they may be black headed. I've seen all three kinds. Mm-hmm. And still they peck the woods.
How about these little things that you hear around the pond at night? Some of them have a big bass voice.
Frogs?
How about the one with the bass voice? Speak of bullfrog?
Yeah.
And how about in a stream under a rock, you might find something that looked like a little lobster. It had claws and so forth.
You better ask those questions to somebody that runs around more than I do. Get into that. You might mean a crab, I don't know. Or crawfish.
Which did you hear the boys talking about when you were young? Crawfish or crab?
Crabs.
Now how about these things that look like a frog, except you'd find them outside of your house and they're brown? Called toad frogs or hop toads? Or just plain toads?
Just plain toads, I guess. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what you get your warts from.
How about these things that you find in water, they have hard shells on them, and they pull their head and feet back.
Snail?
Well, they pull their head and feet back in under the shell. The shell is big.
Turtle?
Any different kinds?
I don't know.
Any snapping ones, or hard shell, or soft shell?
They all had hard shells that I've ever seen.
How about the kind you find more on land than in the water? Anything called a terrapin?
I don't know.
Suppose you wanted to go fishing, you'd go out and dig up what?
Fish worms.
How about this kind you find at night that are larger?
I'm not a fisherman, so I never went. I've heard it mentioned, but I can't think of the name.
You ever talk of night crawlers?
Yeah, night crawlers.
Now, if you go out to a pond in the daytime, you might see some insects there with long bodies, like a sort of like a bottle or something, and they have two pairs of wings, and they can fly and stop, hover all around. Here's a picture of one. What you used to call that sort of an insect? See him around water, mainly.
I've seen them, but I don't know what they call them.
Snake feeders or dragonflies? Bottle flies?
I don't recall ever hearing a name for them.
Devil's darning needles? Snake waders? Snake doctors? Mosquito hawks?
I have heard the word snake doctor, but that's been so long ago that I just don't remember. Don't know what they look like.
These little insects need holes in clothes.
In clothes?
Yeah.
Moths.
Suppose you open your closet and one flew out. You say, oh my goodness, there goes a...
There goes a moth.
How about these little bugs that make a light at night?
Fireflies.
Ever call them lightning bugs or not?
Yes, lightning bugs.
When you were young, you called them fireflies?
No.
How about these stinging insects that build their nests up under the eaves of your house?
Yellow jacket.
Anything you call a wasp then?
Wasp.
And how about the kind that made their nest out of mud?
Well, I think they both do, both the wasp and the yellow jacket is more apt to be in the ground.
Everything you call a mud dauber?